is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Brian, love that Charlie Brown Thanksgiving music, baby. Puts me in the mood. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Speaking of kitchens, get in yours, because Thanksgiving is next Thursday. And Barbecue Bob, we're going to cover a little smoking of a turkey. I think that's appropriate.
That's funny, because you built my kitchen, and Garrett's Appliance put all the appliances in. So my son Jordan is at my son-in-law's steel shop, and for Thanksgiving every year, they give their employees a turkey. And so Jordan said, how many people we have, and yada, yada. He's bringing a 31-pound turkey home. Texting me saying, are you smoking the turkey, or how are you making it? And I said, that's your mom's department, which will be Emily's, because Matt and Emily will be here Tuesday.
She takes over.
Yes, that's right. Maureen loves it. So he goes, well, this is a really big turkey. I don't know if that's going to fit in your oven. I said, dude, did you see that oven? Did you see that thermidor sitting in the kitchen? Garrett's took care of us.
Right.
It's okay.
We go 36-incher. You can get a lot in that oven.
Now, that gives me the perfect opportunity for a bunny trail. I did some chicken.
You need an opportunity to do that?
I do. I don't have medication for it. I did a chicken the other day, and I spatchcocked it and did it in the oven.
Okay.
Because it was raining like a dog. And now that I have a convection oven, I got it to about, I think it was about 157 most places I was checking with my thermoprobe. And I thought, okay, I'm going to finish this thing off. I cranked it up to 450, flipped it over to convection.
To crisp it.
Oh, my gosh. That skin was – there's pictures on my Twitter feed, Grilling Guy at Twitter. It was gorgeous. Spatchcocked. I mean, just laying out there, crispy skin. I could never do that before.
Right. Well, you can't do it in a smoker because you can't turn the heat up.
Well, actually, you can.
Right, but
we tell people to do that.
Right.
Crank your heat up. You can't, because yours is not getting up to temp right, and you're going to fix that. But typically, you can do the same thing in a smoker, and that's what we always recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But the convection, nothing's like that.
Right. So let's start out with prepping the bird before you cook the bird. A lot of people will brine a turkey.
Absolutely.
And let's talk a little bit about what's in that brine, what could be in the brine, the length of time. How do you do this, and where do you do it? Is it in a garbage bag?
When
is it in a cooler?
Should you brine?
Right, exactly.
Because if you get a butterball or a processed turkey, it's already been brined.
Yep.
So it's already got a cure in it. So if you brine it, you're going to turn it into turkey jerky. Mm-hmm. So you do not brine something with a pop-out thermometer on it. Okay? If it's cryovac in plastic and been frozen, processed, and got a pretty colored label. Colored label's always the deal. And that's the rule in our house. If it's got a colored label, it doesn't come in the house. That means it's factory built.
Right.
If your turkey has a colored label, do not brine it.
Right.
Because you'll be double brining, and that's like adding Instacure to a pork butt.
Right.
Ish no goot.
Yes. So, but if you get a fresh turkey, lots of stores offer those. Butchers, our friends at Sobey, I saw us over there. They were taking orders.
Yep.
Right, because they'll bring them in, and they're you know, they were waddling around the yard yesterday, and they're on your table today.
What a depressing
kind of thing.
Thought.
But the point is that let's go with the fresh one then, because we want it. But that's a great point about not double brining, because that'll make it worse and won't make it better.
Do you so there are brine recipes galore.
Right.
And opinions galore on it, but typically it's more salt than sugar.
Right.
I'm sorry.
More sugar
than salt.
Right.
So it's like quarter cup of salt, 3/4 cup of sugar. Heat up your water, dilute all that. If you want to throw in whatever aromatics you want, fennel or thyme or rosemary or any of your old girlfriends, you throw them in there and heat it up to dissolve everything, and then you chill that. You cool it off.
Right.
Because you want that at like 35 degrees when you put your bird in there.
Right.
And then put it in a cooler. You and I both have those Igloo or Eskimo 5-day coolers.
Right.
And that you throw it in there, put it in the garage, and you can go up to 2 days out there if you want.
Right. And I've heard people, this cooling is important. You don't want to put hot liquid on the bird.
Definitely not.
Right. So what I've heard a trick on that is you boil it or you get it hot to dissolve all the salt and sugar, right? And the aromatics will release in the heat. Put it in there. Put a bag of ice in the liquid to bring it down before you put the, you know, so pour your liquid in the cooler.
Well, and if you do that, if you do that, then what you do is you eliminate that much water from your recipe.
Right. And a 7-pound bag of ice is about a gallon of water.
Okay.
So, you know, compensate, exactly, and then put it in there.
I've done that all my life.
Right. And compensate? Yeah. Right. But anyway, that's a quick way to do it. And then, you know, when it's down to that 35 or, you know, cool, then go ahead and throw your bird in there.
If you just turned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys turned Talk Network.
Turned into the show.
Yeah, if you just turned in. Yeah. And we're talking about smoking your bird.
Right. Well, we haven't yet. We've got it brined. So we get it out of the brine. You leave it set on the tabletop. How long to kind of just let it dry a little bit before you're going to put it in the smoker? I usually like an hour. You know, it isn't gonna go foul, no pun intended, but on you if you let it set out for an hour after you take it out. And I rinse it a little bit as well because the meat has absorbed that brine. And that's where you don't need it on
so
the
So I think
outside.
You just lost me.
What?
You take it out, you rinse it, and then you let it dry for an hour?
Yeah.
Instead of just patting it down with a paper towel?
Right. Yep. I just rinse it off, you know, and get the cavity.
Okay.
And, you know, and then, but I don't ever stuff the bird either, especially if I'm going to smoke
it. Not if you're going to smoke it.
Right. Yeah.
No. I love stuffed
bird. I love stuffing too, but if you're going to smoke it, that's not the ticket.
I have had explicit instructions to buy some older bread from the bakery. So I've got some old bread. I spent the last day cubing up 3 loaves of bread and then throwing it in the oven to make dried breadcrumbs because Emily has something up her sleeve for some crazy
stuffing.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good.
Right. So anyway, so we're going to put it in a smoker. How hot?
No, I'm a really simple guy, as you know. 275.
Right. In the smoker. Yep. How do I know when it's done?
Well.
Thermopen, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. And you're going to get that thing to what, 165, 170 in that thigh?
Well.
The deepest part of that thick thigh?
Good question. Do you want crispy skin? Does anybody care?
You know, most people cut it away, you know, and they're
after the meat.
Some
people like it.
Some people like it.
It's pretty healthy for you.
Yeah, turkey skin's a little tough.
Now they say.
You know, it's thicker. But I don't know. I don't eat the skin.
I don't either.
Right. But it's beautiful to get it, you know.
So do you do breast up or breast down?
I do breast up. Lay it on its back.
Really?
When it's cooking. Yeah, so that the legs are out and the breast is up. Yep. I just think that's a...
It's a good look.
It's a good look, right? When you put it on, right? When you're taking it out and putting it on a platter, easier to carve. You know, I don't know. I mean, that's the way I'm going to serve it, so that's the way I cook it.
There's schools of thought on that. We'll get back into that in a minute.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to deep fry a turkey maybe, and then, you know, there's always leftovers and pot pies.
Do you fry it legs up or neck down?
Yes, sir.
The same thing.
Stick with us. We'll be back.